My advice relative to canned electronic IEPs is there's nothing inherently wrong with them as long as they in fact are meeting the unique needs of that child. But just filling out the paperwork and putting a scope and sequence of goals and objectives that aren't based on what the child needs, as well as not specifying the types of services and supports that the child needs to progress, is not the way to go. And certainly parents ought to be aware of the fact that this should be unique to their child. And that's the bottom line. It's individualized. And if it's not, there's something wrong with the IEP.